Dictation for Sharon Carter. C-A-R-T-E-R, July 21, 47, address as a letter, Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-A3-04. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Sharon, advanced renal failure, has a left-sided AV fistula, severe cyanosis, both hands, she's a smoker, no hospital visit, stable weight appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no gross claudication, lower extremities, uses a cane, he smokes one pack per day, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation, review system negative, medication list review, medication for her psychiatry disorder. I want to highlight, takes no blood pressure medicine. Today, weight to 15, stable, lungs are clear, distant, no gross arrhythmia, distant, AV fistula open, acrocyanosis, both hands, but no ulcers, non-focal, no ascites, minimal edema. Blood pressure by nurse, 137.78. Next paragraph, chemistry in May, creatinine 2.66, GFR 18, stage 4. Electrolyte, acid-base normal, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.8, large red blood cells 101. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, AV fistula open, has significant vascular disease, upper extremities, not just localized to the fistula area. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Normal acid base, no bicarbonate, no phosphorus binders, albumin drop, encourage increased protein intake, continue present regimen, chemistry in a regular basis. If left-sided, which is the site of the fistula, develop any potential gangrene, fistula will have to be taken down, and she will have to look for alternative ways to dialyze, PD, or dialysis catheters. We do dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15, which is not at this point in time. End of dictation.